This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 7th of December. After being the centre of attention over recent days following the speculation about a possible full-scale cricketing comeback, Shane Warne was brought back down to earth today as he conceded 41 runs off just two overs in his franchise Melbourne Stars' defeat to Melbourne Renegades in this season's Big Bash League opener. Aaron Finch made the Stars' total of 167 for 5 look woefully inadequate, blazing 111 not out of only 65 balls, take the Renegades home in the 19th over with 8 wickets to spare. Wellington won their second match in New Zealand's HRB Cup, beating Central Districts by 55 runs in Napier. Jesse Ryder hit 75 from only 26 balls as Wellington amassed 214 for 5 from their 20 overs. Warwickshire and England all-rounder Chris Wokes then took 3 for 27 in the home side's reply as they were all out for 159 in 19 overs. The final round of matches in Bangladesh's National Cricket League began today, with title contenders Dhaka Division reducing stragglers Bangladesh Division to 253 for 9 on day 1. Iftikhar Naim and Zakaria Masood both hit 50s for Bangladesh, while Shivagato Hom was the pick of the Dhaka attack with 3 for 51. Leaders Khulna Division were bowled out for 228 against defending champions and, at the start of the day, title outsiders Rajshahi Division. Rajshahi, who reached stumps on 91 in their first innings, had need to bowl Khulna out for less than 175 to keep their slim title hopes alive. Unfortunately, in spite of 3 wickets apiece from Farhad Reza and Sakhalin Sajib, they didn't quite manage it. Chittagong Division closed on 313 for 7 against Rangpur Division, who need to pick up just 2 points to avoid collecting the wooden spoon. Aftab Ahmed hit 97 and Yusir Ali 83 for Chittagong as they enjoyed a strong opening day. Century and Marshall Ayub and Mehrab Hussain Jr. meant that Dhaka Metropolis reached stumps on 318 for 8 against Sylhet Division. Abu Yayad took 4 wickets for Dhaka either side of Mehrab and Ayub's 5th wicket partnership, which was worth 209.